This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
The District Attorney of Philadelphia, Larry Krasner, is a socialist. He recently was on 6ABC taking shots at Joe Biden. And somebody asked him a question of whether or not he wanted somebody who was a socialist as president. And he said, yes. Biden, Krasner doesn't like him. One of the reasons why he doesn't like him is his record on criminal justice. And he also doesn't like him because he doesn't think that he's woke enough to be the nominee. Just so you know, Larry Krasner is on the extreme left of the Democrat Party. And he battles Josh Shapiro, who's the Pennsylvania Attorney General all the time, because Shapiro, even though he's a Democrat, is not weak on crime like Larry Krasner is. So this is the issue right now that's going on. So this guy, this shooter, this suspect, why was he on the streets? That's really the question that has to be asked over and over again. Suspect had a long rap sheet, very long rap sheet. Now, he was taken alive last night after a very long standoff that included two SWAT officers who were barricaded inside. It was a terrifying night for those officers and their family members. I mean, just absolutely amazing. The suspect, his history in the adult criminal justice system began in 2001. He was 18. He was arrested with a gun that had an altered serial number. Let's start with that first up, right there, altered serial number. So that's a gun that's stolen, right? It's a stolen gun. That's why it's got an altered serial number, so it can't be tracked. What do you do about that is my question. What genius gun control measure is going to do that? They're going to fix that. Then this guy, public records show that he'd been arrested about a dozen times since turning 18, convicted six times on charges that involved illegal possession of guns, drug dealing, and aggravated assault. I have a question for all these pro-gun control Democrats. If a guy's arrested with illegal guns, how many times until you put him away for life is my question. Would you be for that? All their kooky gun control ideas, you never hear them talk about that, right? Somebody uses an illegal gun and is arrested and then does it again. Would you say then life in prison? I'm curious. I'm just asking the question because that's something I don't think you'll hear from them. Instead, what they'll do is they'll turn around and they'll come up with gun control laws that won't stop guns being in the hands of these guys. But what they will do is make it more difficult for me to get a gun, for you to get a gun as law-abiding citizens. So they'll dismantle our rights, even though we've done nothing wrong. But bring up something like that. How about two strikes and you're in prison for the rest of your life if you use an illegal gun? I don't think there's a Democrat on the planet that would go for that. Maybe a couple, but not many. That's for sure. But it just asks the question. I mean, if they're so worried about gun violence, okay, you have an illegal gun. Okay, you used it in a crime. Well, that's it. You go to prison for the rest of your life. I mean, imagine if they would ever embrace something like that. They wouldn't. There's no chance. Public records show he'd been arrested about a dozen times, six times on charges that involved illegal possession of guns. So even if you said three strikes and you're out with illegal guns. Ah, that's mean though, right? That put him away like that? Come on, he's a victim. He's been in and out of prison. The longest sentence handed him in 2010 when a federal judge gave him a 55-month term, which clearly was not enough. This is the guy who shot at all the cops last night. And he's back on the street. And he was back on the streets over and over again. I mean, it's just disgraceful. It really is. 855-839-1210 is our number. So he got this 55-month sentence from a judge. And as records would indicate, he did not like to go to prison. In 2008, he was convicted of escaping, fleeing from police, and resisting arrest. Along the way, he beat criminal charges on everything from kidnapping to attempted murder. He also spent time in federal prison. In 2008, he pleaded guilty for federal firearms violations after he was caught with a Smith & Wesson 357 and later a Taurus PT-45 semi-automatic. His prior felony convictions should have barred him from owning those weapons. Of course he's barred from owning those weapons. I mean, the Philadelphia Daily News, with all due respect, do you think this guy went and bought his guns legally at a gun shop? I mean, this is an excellent article by Samantha Melamad, Jeremy Roebuck, Dylan Purcell, and Craig R. McCoy. It's an excellent piece, but honestly, of course he's barred from owning those guns. Just like he's barred from dealing drugs, just like he's barred from kidnapping people, just like he's barred from threatening people with murder, just like he's barred from shooting at cops. He's barred from all those things. He was barred from owning those guns. So let's understand now. The fact that he was barred from owning those guns should have stopped him from getting guns. But he's barred from shooting at cops. But, you know, that's not going to stop him from shooting at cops. I mean, he's barred from threatening people with murder, but that's not going to stop. Come on, you know. Think logic here. Logic. Barring people from things, barring people like this from doing things is not going to stop them from doing it. Okay? We have to understand that. We have to embrace that. We have to all agree to that point. Everything he did last night, he's barred from doing. Everything. You're not allowed to shoot at cops. You're not allowed to hit cops, shoot six cops. You're not allowed to shoot at 30 cops. You're not allowed to bar yourself up. And you're not allowed to do those things. Okay? We have a law against all those things. He's barred from doing any of those things. He also spent time in federal prison. Let's see here. U.S. District Judge Paul S. Diamond sentenced him to 4 years and 7 months in prison. More recently, he was convicted of perjury in 2013 and sentenced to 7 years of probation. Why? See, this is what I don't understand. And this is the frustration the Philly cops have. Because I talk to a lot of these guys, and they're great. I have to tell you, the police in this city are the finest police you're going to find anywhere in the world. I'm telling you that. These are people that care about this city very much. They care about the residents of this city. And their frustration with Krasner over and over again is the fact that guys like this get picked up for what he would say are seemingly minor offenses, and they're put back on the streets, but the cops pick them up on these things because it's how they can get them off the streets. But you have a district attorney that doesn't play ball because he thinks that people like this guy last night, the shooter, are victims of probably capitalism and white supremacy, so they're back on the streets. And so the cops then wind up stop trying. They can't even they don't even bother anymore in many cases because they know the guy's going to be put back on the streets. They can't get residents to cooperate because the residents know the guy's going to be back on the streets, so the residents don't want to be called the snitch because the guy's going to be back on the streets. It's a vicious cycle because what Larry Krasner doesn't do is he doesn't say, this guy's got a long rap sheet, so yeah, perjury, 7 years or whatever it is. Well, he's going away this time for good. He's going away because now he's got to go away because this guy's a bad guy and he's going to do things to hurt other people. Philadelphia police arrested this guy in May 2014 after spotting him driving an unregistered scooter. Now, in Krasner's mindset, that would be, well, it's just an unregistered scooter. It's no big deal. No, you look at the totality of the person, okay? If a law-abiding citizen is driving an unregistered scooter, the Philadelphia cops are not even going to say a word about it. The point of getting him on an unregistered scooter is to get him. It's to arrest him. It's so you can get him off the streets because he's a dangerous person. When the cops tried to stop him, he raced down an alleyway against traffic on a one-way street, then onto a sidewalk, sending pedestrians scattering, court records say. He crashed the scooter and then fled on foot but was apprehended. He was charged with driving without a license, recklessly endangering another person, and fleeing police, but later was acquitted on all counts. Philadelphia police arrested him again in October 2014. Imagine the frustration of these officers, knowing this guy's a bad guy. What do you think was going through their minds last night as he's up there shooting at them? And they're knowing how many times they arrested this piece of garbage and how many times he was put back on the streets. I got news for you. The cops in the city, they're not looking to bust people's chops, and they're not looking to do anything but keep the city safe. That's what they're trying to do. And they don't have any support from the district attorney and from the mayor. And that's the truth. That's the truth right there. And these guys risk their lives for us, and they got criminals like this on the streets. And the answer from the Democrat politicians is not, it's not to make sure guys like this don't ever walk free again. It's to make sure that guys like me and guys like you don't have access to guns. So stupid. Really is so stupid. They arrested him again in October 2014, charges of drug possession and false imprisonment. False imprisonment. Kind of a big deal, right? We also know that as kidnapping. The accuser told police she had agreed to sell marijuana for him, but then later changed her mind. So then the suspect summoned her to his house on the 6900 block of Greenway Street in Southwest Philly. Days later, she says she overheard Hill and an associate discussing killing her. Fearing for her life, she called 911. Officers arrived. She fled as he and the associates hid the crack cocaine and marijuana in a tire out back. Investigators discovered 83 grams of marijuana. Now, right there, the fact that he threatened to kill her and threatened and had her false arrest, that should have been the end of it. He should have went away. Goodbye for the rest of his life. Goodbye. But no, he was back on the streets. And then last night, six officers almost lost their lives last night. One bullet grazed an officer right in the head. But the answer we hear from these idiots is the same thing. We got to have more gun control. That's Jim Kenney, disgrace. This disgraceful mayor we have in this city. This coward who won't come on the show. Mr. Tough Guy won't come on the show. He can't be on WHYY enough, that low energy NPR station funded by your tax dollars. Their dopey billboards on 95. He can't be on HYY enough. But come on this program. Nope.
Still waiting for that callback.
I'm sure you go, I don't go on that hate station. No. There's no hate on this station. There's the only thing on this station we have is free speech, bud. Where are you, Mr. Mayor? You coward. This is what his prescription is. Go ahead.
Our officers need help. They need help. They need help with gun control. They need help with keeping these weapons.
Stop it. How is gun control going to help these officers, Jim? How's gun control going to help these guys? The guy who had the gun last night was not supposed to have a gun. Okay, he didn't buy his gun legally. He didn't walk into a Delaware Valley Sports Center. My buddy Anthony did not sell him a gun. He didn't buy it at a gun show. How is gun control going to stop this guy or others like him from having guns, Mr. Mayor? How? Go ahead.
Weapons out of these people's hands.
No, you get weapons out of their hands, Jim, by making sure they're locked up and they stay locked up. That's how you keep guns out of their hands, because they can't get guns in jail or in prison. Not that easy. I mean, it can be done, but it's not that easy, right? It's a lot easier to get them on the streets of Philadelphia.
I mean, I told you earlier, the two little boys that were, the officer had his head grazed just a little bit more, and those two little boys will grow up without their dad. Because this government, both on the federal and state level, don't want to do anything about getting these guns off the streets and getting them out of the hands of criminals. This guy is clearly a criminal. He is a criminal, and he had apparently a long record, which I'm not sure if I don't have it in front of me, but has been involved in criminal justice before, and he was able to get these weapons and a large magazine, a large amount of bullets. Whether it's our six officers who were shot, or it's some 15, 17, 20-year-old kid on the streets of Philadelphia who gets shot with guns that shouldn't be in people's hands. And it's aggravating, it's saddening, and it's just something that we need to do something about.
Yeah, we do need to do something about it. But what gun control measure is going to keep guns out of the hands of that guy? Tell me, which one? Tell me, name it for me. You can't, can you? No. Instead, you'll pass draconian gun control measures that won't do anything to stop the shootings on the streets. But we'll crack down on liberty, because that's ultimately, at the end of the day, what you guys really want to do, right? 855-839-1210. I want to take a lot of your thoughts on this, a lot of your calls on this, okay? So weigh in right now, 855-839-1210. This is your chance to speak out. Unlike Mayor Kenney, we value free speech on this radio station. We don't hide like a coward and just go on an NPR. HYY. Low. You know their dumb billboard says on 95? News, not noise. I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? Are we noise?
Yes. That's a direct shot at us.
Is that a shot at us? Because we're noise? Is that what it is, HYY? Hey, I tell you what. Give up your funding.
Yeah. See how long they last. Yeah. Great point.
Yeah. Give up your funding with your news, your little news, and see how long you last. Yep. All right. Yep. That's my challenge to you. Give up taxpayer funding, HYY. Yep. Bring down your little taxpayer funded billboard and see how long you last. I don't beg people for money. You do your little things they do all the time, right?
Yep.
Just donate now, please. There's I don't do that. Bag. We don't have to do that.
No. It's let them compete in the free marketplace. Let them compete on ratings, on revenue. Let them compete like we do and see how well they do. I would love to see that.
I would love too, but the first thing I have to do is they have to get hosts with talent. They have to get people that can actually use enthusiasm.
Yes.
And modify their language, their voice, their vocal pitch instead of just monotone for the entire time. How pathetic.
News not noise.
News not noise.
That infuriates me.
News not noise. Okay. This is noise, right? Yeah, because it's not your lefty little agenda being thrown out there on taxpayer-funded NPR.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.